All right, ladies and gentlemen, time now to begin a new week with trivia. What better way to do it? Freddie Kiger's here.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
All right.
Well, let's get to the heart of the matter.
Okay.
As Don Henley once said.
That's right. Oh, wow. That was a great stretch of his career.
Yeah.
Laureate, if you will.
I like Don Henley's solo stuff.
Yeah,
he's
very good. Yeah, yeah.
Great songwriter.
Horseman. We're doing Horseman.
Horseman?
Not headless, but just Horseman.
Okay. All right.
Did you ever ride a horse?
A little bit, not very much. When I was a kid.
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Yeah, you know,
kind of pony kind of thing.
Never was really, didn't have a horse, didn't live on a farm.
Right.
Was not really a horse enthusiast, although I certainly respect those who are.
Of course.
Yeah.
But you and I both have done plenty of horsing around.
Yeah, lots of horseplay.
Yes, horseplay. Mm-hmm. Stop that! I can hear my mom right now. Stop that horseplay!
All right.
Man. No throwing the ball in the house.
And no galloping in the house
either.
That's
right. That's right.
Yeah.
Besides being a midnight rider.
Yes.
Unlike the Allman Brothers and Greg Allman.
Yeah.
Besides being a midnight rider, what was Paul Revere's occupation?
Oh.
Going back to the War for Independence, being a midnight rider, yes, he was, along with Joseph Dawes and another. What was Paul Revere's occupation? And it may have been William Dawes, my bad.
Had a bunch of hits in the 60s.
Because he did.
I'm sorry, different Paul Revere.
I'm hungry for the good things, baby. Paul Revere, what was his occupation? What was his daytime job, so to speak?
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together. The inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Kiger, DJ Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger asking a question about Paul Revere. And you wanted to know what his daytime job was.
Yeah, I mean, you know, of course, he was a part of the riding throughout the night in April of, I think, 1775 to alert the Minutemen that the British military was on the move. But he had a day job.
Yeah, he was selling pots and pans. Paul Revere.
Well, there's
Revereware.
He was revered.
Yeah, he was.
As a silversmith.
I was thinking about the word blacksmith came to my mind, but I knew that wasn't it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, there's a reason why the pots and pans are this kind of thing. He was a silversmith. Mm-hmm. He was a prosperous Boston silversmith and engraver who did help organize an intelligence and alarm system to keep watch on the British military. Mm-hmm. And, of course, forever memorialized by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's "Listen, children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride
of Paul Revere."
Cue Mark Lindsay.
That's right. Kicks just keep getting harder to find. Oh, man. Well, they had quite a gimmick, didn't they?
It was. I mean, it was so hokey, but
it's a great group.
They had some great songs.
Yeah, they did. Hey, listen, man, thank you.
You're so very welcome.
Always a pleasure.
Get your juices fired up for Rock and Roll Tuesday tomorrow.
I know it, man. I'm looking forward to it already.
All right.